Oh, yes. I don't think there's any question that everybody's more familiar with what's expected of them. I think anytime you're in year two, they understand the concepts, understand the defense and the scheme a whole lot better. And at the same time, we have a lot of good football players. We've assembled some really good football players, created a lot of competition. We're really, really excited about what we can do.
You talk about the players being more familiar with the system. From you, are you more comfortable in what you can do? Do you expect your game to expand?
Oh, no question. I think we all have high expectations. But at the same time, we have to be great teachers. They have to be really good players and understand the scheme and things that we're teaching them. And we all have to work together on it. We're in it together. I think it's very clear that we're all in. And the guys are really putting it out there for them. And we're giving the coaching staff is really giving it to them.
What went into, at least at the outset, to having Dan Heaney be like a defensive signal caller, wear the dot in the helmet, and what went into that?
Well, he's the middle linebacker, and the middle linebacker is the one that has the dot and calls the defenses. So that's just kind of traditional for the guy in the middle to be able to call the signals.
What do you see in him in year two? Is he a prime example of the fact that guys that are more familiar with the defense have a year under their belt?
Right. I think everybody in year two is getting better. I think everybody's familiar. The players are familiar with themselves. It's nothing new. Last year, everything was new to them. Now, it's the same thing they've been seeing all spring and all last year. And they're playing well together. They all like each other. And they all love playing ball. We've assembled a team that really plays hard and loves passionately about football. And when you put those guys together, only good things can happen.
People look sometimes at middle linebackers as guys that are, you know, big thumpers. He's really not like that, is he? How can he flourish behind, you know, with defensive tackles that are that big in front of him? He can do a lot of picks.
Absolutely. He's smart. He's fast. He's relentless. He has a nose for the ball, very instinctive. Ben is going to be a really good football player. He cares a lot. He's always getting better. You can't get him out of the film room asking all the right questions, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
Do you kind of have to rein him in because he even says at times he can get over-aggressive sometimes, maybe just taking right angles and
right.
being thoughtful?
Oh, well, Ben's a young player, so he's getting better every day. I think all the team, not just Ben, everybody has different angles, different indicators, different ways, different growth patterns that we have. But Ben's very, very happy with him.
It's your second year with DJ Hayden. What are you seeing in terms of his growth from when you were here last year to where he is now?
Just like everyone else, familiarity with the concepts, understanding what I'm asking. His confidence is really high. He's really excited to be here. And he loves what he's doing. So you see, we have competition across the board, and he's a competitor. So he's fitting right in and competing every day.
How is he handling the transition into the slot? What about him makes you think that he's going to be able to success?
Well, it's the practice first. We have to see guys come out here. Today was the first day in pads, getting everybody together, seeing everything full speed, just like it would be in a game. And we have a lot of film, a lot of evaluating. But, he's a really good football player, and he really wants to be good. So there's nothing really stopping him. No, the outside guys, we expect the outside guys to be able to play inside. You know, so it's not just you play inside or outside. You have to play both because you never know if your outside receiver might move inside. So you have to have the ability, obviously, to play both. But he's a guy that we really see as a guy that's really going to excel this year.
Is there anything different in what you see in this version of a guy like Bruce Irvin versus what you saw back with the Seahawks? I mean, he probably has a different role. He's a real leader here. Are there any differences that he...
Well, not many differences. I think that everybody gets better, more mature. He really loves being here. He really understands and loves the way we're going to use him. And he's always been passionate about football. And any good football player, no matter where you put him, he's going to be good wherever he goes. So he's another good football player we brought in to be really good here. So we're expecting a lot of him.
It's like Carl Joseph has pretty much hit the ground running. I mean, after missing most of the offseason, and then no limitations, it looks like, at all. How good is it to see him out there? And what are your initial thoughts?
Very, very happy. It's really good to see him in the game as opposed to watching as we did all the spring. But, again, just like the rest of them, he's very passionate, very smart, loves playing ball, always trying to find ways to better his game. He's prepared him with Reggie Nelson. It's been a fantastic experience, veteran for him, and they've connected very well.
Love lost a lot of leadership, obviously, from Charles. Justin retired. Has Khalil really stepped forward and taken grasp of that defense and held that leadership role?
Well, we don't expect one guy to do it all. We have a fantastic coaching staff as our leaders, obviously. Bruce is here. You have Malcolm Smith. We have Reggie Nelson. There's lots of guys. All of us are involved in different aspects of leadership. So it doesn't fall on one person. The group, it takes all of us to really carry this thing to the place we want it to be.
With the players more familiar this year, can the coaches do more? Were your hands tied all last year as far as letting guys in the defense to do more?
Same stuff. Again, the guys are really taking to it well, and today's our first day in pads, so there's a lot of competition. So we have a lot of evaluations to do, but we've put together a team that's highly competitive, highly passionate, and we're excited about what we're doing.
How would you assess that first day in pads?
Physical, fun, enthusiastic, a lot of good film. We're going to learn a lot from it, but the first day is a great place to start.